Kartar Singh, you have said something about mesmeric powers, but I've not understood it clearly. Pai Sahib, those who are accepting Amrit baptism should keep their eyes open. Now, this is for those who have not taken Amrit yet, who are thinking of appearing with the Panj Pyare. It's a good eye-opener for them. It's good knowledge for them to know beforehand what they should be doing or how they should be prepared. They should keep their eyes open. Baptismal water is sprinkled in their eyes. The Panj Pyaris cast their divine spell through inner power. The novice keeps his eyes open till all the five have sprinkled Amrit, baptismal water, in the eyes. With each sprinkling of Amrit, the name of God is imparted and recited loudly. In other words, each Panj Pyara says, Bol Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh. If the novice receives the Amrit and the Naam with eyes and ears open, he feels transfigured by the mesmeric powers of the divine Naam of the Panj Pyaris. He forgets his body and becomes unconscious of physical joys and sorrows. Now what Pai Sahib is talking about really is what happens to some individuals. Unfortunately, it doesn't happen to all. So I'm putting that little proviso there that if it doesn't happen to you, don't be completely shocked. It happens to very few. But Pai Sahib is talking, though, it happens to most people. In his times, it did used to happen to most people, because the conditions then were very, very strict. The conditions then were, if you wanted to take Amrit, you had to sit there for 3 days and listen to a counterpart, a whole counterpart, or the most of it. So if you wanted to seek Amrit, they used to hold a counterpart before the Amrit ceremony, and anybody wishing to take Amrit will be asked to sit there as long as possible, only taking breaks for bodily functions and coming back again. So you're talking about out of a 40-hour counterpart or 48-hour counterpart, you know, somewhere around 40 hours, 44 hours of part you can listen to. So basically they were preparing the novice in a very spiritual environment even before the Amrit ceremony. The mind was totally being taken out of the world and put into a Gurwani Amrit flowing nectar environment before the Amrit was even prepared. If, say, 20 devotees came to take Amrit and they all sat there to do a counterpart, but some of them then went half away, the Panj Pyare will pick only those that sat there the longest for the counterpart. The rest will be told to come back next time. And that happened quite a bit, where, say, if 30 came, they would only accept 5 or 6 out of the whole 30 and tell the rest to come back and work harder to prepare themselves. So it does depend upon the conditions and the strictness of the Pyaris, the things who do the seva. The mind is absorbed in the Naam of God. Some pass into ecstasy as soon as they receive the Guru Mantra and become unconscious of their body. What Pai Sahib is saying is that Pai Sahib witnessed all this before he went to prison. He's seen all this happening, that some become totally unconscious and they become totally absorbed in Naam. They lose consciousness of the world. Some are deeply absorbed in the contemplation of his Naam. Now I think I should answer the first question. How do we define Amrit in Gurmat? So now Pai Sahib is going to say, okay, let's go back to your first question. What is Amrit in Sikhi? Which is the question that really we keep asking ourselves. And we just looked at it a minute ago by saying, okay, the Khande Bharata Amrit is the outer Amrit we take in to awaken the inner Amrit. Let's see what Pai Sahib says. How do we define Amrit nectar in Gurmat, Sikh philosophy? Gurmat is Sikh philosophy. I've already explained how this Amrit nectar is formally acquired by a Sikh by taking Amrit from Panj Pyare. People all over the world have different views about Amrit, ambrosia, but it should be made clear what it means in the Guru Granth Sahib. Even though around the world people have their difference or interpretation of Amrit, now Pai Sahib is now going to clarify what Guruji, Guru Granth Sahib, says about Amrit. He who drinks Amrit nectar becomes immortal, says Nanak. There is but one Amrit. Nanak, Amrit ek hai, duja Amrit na hai. Nothing else can be Amrit. The first quotation convinces us that whoever drinks Amrit becomes immortal. The second quotation makes it clear that there is only one Amrit. In essence, nothing besides it is Amrit. The third quotation, the word of God, is the only Amrit, Naam. Amrit ekko naam hai. Besides it is Amrit. The third quotation, the word of God is the only Amrit, makes it clear that in the religious and mystical field, the word of God alone is the Amrit in essence and substance. And that's the Amrit that's inside us. That the outer Amrit is going to awaken. And our commitment to Naam and Bani is going to awaken. It's inside us. Well, the word of God is the only Amrit, makes it clear that in the religious and mystical field, the word of God alone is the Amrit in essence and substance. So in reality, in the real thinking of mystical field, God's Naam is the Amrit that we are trying to get. And this is the path that we follow, that Guru Gobind Singh laid down, that if you follow this path of commitment and taking Khande Bada Amrit, that if you follow that path, eventually with Guruji's grace, the inner Amrit will awaken. The name of God is the Amrit. It is the panacea of all ills. The hymns of the Divine Master are Amrit, brimming with the flavor of nectar. And in it, the name of God is Amrit, drinking which all thirst is slaked. These are translations of Gurbani lines. Remembering and repeating the Naam of God, one drinks Amrit and nectar fills the heart. The name of God is Amrit, and one can contemplate the name only under the love and inspiration of the true Guru. So even the contemplation of Naam in the true sense, in the real sense, can only be done under the love and inspiration of the true Guru. Without the love and inspiration of the true Guru, true contemplation of the Naam cannot be done. The ambrosial Naam of God is the treasure of life. Join in the communion of drinking it, O brother. O my darling soul, the name of God is Amrit, and one acquires it from the Guru's path. Again, all these are translations of Gurbani lines. You can see the real lines in Amrit Ki Hai, the Punjabi version of this. Kartar Singh. Where does Amrit really dwell? So where is it? Where is this Amrit? And through what kind of devotion can it be found? That's his next question to Pai Sahib. Where does Amrit really dwell? And through what kind of devotion can it be found? Guru Arjan Dev Ji says in Sukhmani Sahib, Nonad Amrit Prabh Ka Naam Dehi Mein Iska Basram. Pai Sahib, listen with concentrated attention to what the scriptures say to these questions. Says Nanak, Amrit dwells within your heart and mind, but it is revealed by the true Guru. They alone drink it with intoxicating joy who have been blessed by the primal being, God. I repeat that. Says Nanak, Amrit dwells within your heart and mind, but it is revealed by the true Guru. They alone drink it with intoxicating joy who have been blessed by the primal being. Within the hearts resides the Amrit Ras, ambrosial drink. One enjoys it when one sings the name of God and meditates on it with aesthetic contemplation, ras vikara. Those who by the Guru's grace have experiences and known the amrit, they drink it and become immortal, thus achieving the door to liberation. All Gurbani lines. That's another sort of strength of Paisav, that he would answer a question with loads of quotes of Gurbani lines, leaving no sort of doubt that it's not his thinking. So Guruji is saying, nine are the doors, another line of Gurbani translation, nine are the doors, apertures of the body. There are nine apertures of the body. Right? Insipid are the joys of these sense doors. At the tenth door, the Dasam Dwar, of super consciousness, one experiences the tasting of Amrit elixir. Infinite and precious is the name of God. It is the one supreme treasure. All happiness, peace, and bliss, says Guru Nanak, can be acquired only from the true Guru. Now, you probably noticed this. All these translations, most of them saying that the Amrit can only be acquired from the true Guru by his blessing. And this is why I keep saying to you in the class time and time again, follow the Guru. Your Guru is Guru Granth Sahib. Bow to Guruji, pray to Guruji, do your ardas to Guruji. The more you are devoted from the inner being, the bigger chance you have of blessing. Infinite and precious is the name of God. It is the one supreme treasure. All happiness, peace and bliss, says Guru Nanak, can be acquired only from the true Guru. Drink and enjoy this amrit within your mind. Wonderful and inexpressible eyes tastes and experiences, they cannot be described. Within your being, within your own being, is a brimming fountain of amrit. You can know how it tastes and what its significance are only if one drinks it. So the true taste of amrit is only going to come when the blessed individual tastes it with Guruji's grace. Before that, we can only guess to the taste. We can only sort of think about the taste. The name of God is the amrit and the treasure of all treasures. You will find it within your body. The true Guru has given me God's name as the amrita. It lights the path in the life and death. The true name of God is the fruit of immortality. Through the inspiration of the Guru, one takes it to one's fill and achieves peace and enlightenment. God has placed the amrita within the very center of man's being, but only few God-illumined souls drink it. God's name is Amrita, is the real inner treasure which one acquires only from the true Guru. Within one's own heart is the hidden spring of Amrit. Those who search for it outside from other individuals, self suffer greatly in wilderness. Guru says, it's not outside, it's inside you. But only with the blessing of the true Guru will you taste it. It is clear from all these quotations from Gurbani that the ambrosial name of God is acquired from within one's own self. But it can be achieved only by the grace of the true prophet Satguru. It cannot be acquired from any shop or false prophet at any price. The true Lord is the custodian of this immortalizing treasure. From the true Guru and by God's grace can it be attained. We quote from the scriptures again. This is now some more quotations of Gurbani. So precious is the name of God, it cannot be bought for any price. It cannot be acquired from any shop. Perfect is his Perfect it is in its value, which never becomes less or is reduced. The precious water for which you have come to the world can be acquired only from the Guru. The name of God is the Amrit. The remembrance of his name pleases God. On achieving spiritual communion with the Guru, you can drink Amrit to your satisfaction. My mind live in obedience to God's will. You will then dwell in your inner mansion. You will attain peace and presence of God. Truth is the Amrit ambrosia. Speak and utter the ambrosial word. You can acquire this Amrit from the perfect apostle of God. The ambrosial name of God is ever the source of peace and happiness. By the grace and wisdom of the Guru, it dwells in the heart and the mind. Men and gods, seers and ascetics, all seek the elixir of immortality. This Amrita can be acquired only from the true apostle. The true apostle showed compassion and grace and gave elixir to the true seeker. The seeker and the adept all seek the name and presence of God. They have exhausted their efforts by concentration and meditation. Without the true enlightener, no one can attain his presence. On meeting the Guru, true communion with God is achieved. Who has ever crossed the ocean of life without contemplating his name, without the grace of the Guru, how can one reach the shore of safety? How can one acquire divine knowledge without being initiated into mystical experiences? How can one achieve perfect contemplation without seeing his light, without reverence? All talk of religion is evil. These, O Nanak, are reflections on the door to his presence. The treasure of glorification of the Most High is the gift of God's grace. He whom he graciously gives tastes it and disseminates it. One cannot achieve it without the grace of the true Lord. Many have exhausted themselves in vain efforts. And that was loads of shabds being translated. It is quite clear from the quotations given above that the true ambrosial naam cannot be acquired from anyone except the true apostle of God, true Satguru, true Guru. And without attaining this divine gift, illumination and liberation is not possible. Siddhas, yogis, ascetics, monks have tried hard to attain illumination, but without the grace of the true prophet, it cannot be attained. Guru Granth Sahib is the embodiment of the spirit of the Gurus. Sri Guru Granth Sahib is the embodiment of the spirit of the Gurus. The internal light and presence of Guru Nanak is described thus in the six scriptures. Greatest of all is the true Guru Nanak, who has been my savior in the dark age. Nanak is my Guru. My Guru is the true Guru. I have achieved the presence of the true Guru. Nanak is my Guru. He is the perfect Guru, meeting whom I contemplate his name. In the Kali Yuga, Guru Nanak has liberated mankind. He has imparted the true name to his disciples. Guru Nanak has come to the world to liberate mankind. Guru Nanak is the very image of the Supreme Being, the perfect Lord. Guru Nanak Dev, the true Guru, was made the perfect prophet by God himself. The true Guru Nanak is the true sovereign. He is fearless and infinite in spirit. He is the world teacher and the perfect image of God, visible to the naked eye of the adept. Guru Nanak, the true Guru, is the Guru of all Gurus. They were all quotations, translations of Gurbani lines, not Paisa's words. It's a subject that very few touch. Very few books written on this subject of the Khande Bhar the Amrit, then the mysticism from it to the Naam. Most tend to sort of separate the two, saying one's just a ceremony, the other is Kamai, the other is your own sort of efforts. But the Pai Sahib is saying, it's not just a ceremony, it's a very powerful, life-giving event that anyone can get given the right environment.